Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Southern Horror's Lynch Law in All Its Phases is a foundational anti-lynching work by journalist and activist Ida B. Wells Barnett, written during a period when mob violence and racial terror were used to enforce segregation and suppress Black political and economic progress. The book challenges popular justifications for lynching and insists on evidence, accountability, and public truth-telling. Wells Barnett approaches the subject as an investigator and advocate, tracing how allegations against Black men were amplified into moral panics while white violence was treated as normal or invisible. She also frames lynching as a systemic tool rather than a series of isolated outrages, connecting it to power, labor, land, and the control of Black freedom after emancipation. The work remains influential for readers interested in American history, civil rights, and the mechanics of propaganda, because it demonstrates how rigorous documentation and moral clarity can confront organized cruelty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, lynching as a system of racial control, not spontaneous justice. A central focus of Southern Horrors is the argument that lynching was not an accidental outbreak of frontier anger, but a deliberate social system that functioned like unofficial law. Wells Barnett presents lynch law as a method of governance that protected white dominance when legal institutions either participated or looked away. She describes how mobs acted with community approval, how authorities often failed to prosecute perpetrators, and how newspapers and politicians helped normalize the violence. This framing matters because it shifts attention from individual cruelty to collective responsibility and structural incentives. If lynching is treated as random, solutions are limited to moral appeals. If it is treated as an organized practice, the need for policy, enforcement, and sustained public pressure becomes obvious. The book also highlights how fear was cultivated, teaching Black communities that success, property ownership, or political engagement could trigger retaliation. By analyzing lynching as a coordinated tool for maintaining racial hierarchy, Wells Barnett invites readers to see how power can operate outside formal statutes while still shaping everyday life. Secondly, exposing the myth of protection and the use of sexual panic. Wells Barnett confronts one of the most persistent narratives used to excuse lynching, the claim that mobs acted to protect white womanhood. She argues that this story was repeatedly deployed to produce public consent for violence, even when allegations were unverified, exaggerated, or detached from the actual motives behind a killing. Her approach emphasizes scrutiny of the accusation itself, the incentives for sensationalism, and the role of media in inflaming fear. By challenging the automatic credibility granted to charges against Black men, she exposes how sexual panic can be weaponized as political technology. The theme is not only historical, it shows how societies can manufacture moral emergencies to override due process. Wells Barnett also points to the contradiction of a culture that demanded harsh punishment from mobs while ignoring sexual coercion and abuse perpetrated by white men. The topic demonstrates her insistence on consistent moral standards and evidentiary rigor, and it illuminates how propaganda can convert prejudice into a cause that appears righteous. Thirdly, documentation, statistics, and the power of investigative journalism, another major topic, is method. Wells Barnett does not rely solely on moral outrage. Though the subject is horrific, she builds credibility through documentation, assembling reported cases and patterns that make denial harder. Her work illustrates how investigative journalism can serve as a counterweight to dominant institutions when courts, police, and local governments are compromised. By tracking incidents and comparing stated reasons for lynchings with broader contexts, she demonstrates that public explanations often masked economic competition, political intimidation, or retaliation against Black advancement. This emphasis on evidence anticipates modern human rights reporting and data-driven advocacy. The book teaches readers how to evaluate sources, challenge popular narratives, and look for incentives behind public claims. It also shows the risks faced by truth-tellers in hostile environments, where exposing facts can provoke threats, exile, or economic ruin. Wells Barnett's model suggests that meticulous record-keeping is itself a form of resistance, turning individual tragedies into a documented indictment of a society that tolerates organized violence. Fourthly, economic and political motives behind racial terror. Southern Horrors links lynching to struggles over labor, property, and political power in the post-emancipation South. Wells Barnett argues that violence was frequently aimed at disciplining Black workers, driving families from land, punishing business success, and suppressing civic participation. This lens broadens the conversation beyond individual prejudice to material interests. If terror can remove competitors, keep wages low, or break organizing efforts, then the violence becomes profitable for certain groups. The topic also underscores how racial oppression is maintained through both ideology and economics, with propaganda providing moral cover for actions that deliver concrete benefits. readers can see how accusations and public rituals of punishment serve to communicate who could accumulate wealth or exercise influence. The book thereby connects personal safety to citizenship and economic opportunity, highlighting how freedom without protection is fragile, by emphasizing the political economy of lynching. Wells Barnett helps readers recognize that racial violence has often functioned as policy by other means, shaping markets, elections, and community boundaries. Lastly, Strategies for Resistance and the Call for National Accountability, Beyond Diagnosis, Wells Barnett addresses responses. She urges readers to reject silence, challenge misinformation, and insist on legal accountability, framing anti-lynching work as a national moral test rather than a local issue. The book reflects a strategy of mobilizing public opinion, using print advocacy, organized protest, and appeals to broader audiences to overcome regional power structures. Her stance implies that violence persists when perpetrators expect impunity, so sustained attention and external pressure are necessary. She also underscores the role of self-defense and community solidarity in an era when institutions fail to protect Black lives, so her larger aim is the restoration of lawful justice and equal rights. This topic highlights how narratives can be fought with counter-narratives grounded in evidence, and how activism can be built from information, networks, and courage. The reader comes away with a sense that confronting systemic harm requires both moral clarity and tactical thinking, including media engagement, coalition building, and persistent demands for enforcement of constitutional principles. In conclusion, this book is best for readers of American history, civil rights, journalism, legal studies, WAC, and anyone trying to understand how racial violence can be normalized through culture and institutions. It is also valuable for activists and educators because it models how to combine moral conviction with careful documentation and persuasive argument. The benefit to a reader's life is not limited to historical knowledge. It builds literacy and propaganda, teaches skepticism toward convenient public stories, and shows how evidence can be assembled when official channels fail. It also encourages ethical courage, demonstrating that one person can challenge a dominant narrative and push society toward accountability. Compared with broader surveys of the era, Southern Horrors is worth buying because it is a focused, primary voice shaped by direct engagement with the events and the media environment that sustained them. Many modern books interpret lynching through later frameworks, but Wells Barnett provides a foundational argument that influenced subsequent reform movements and historical understanding. The clarity of her purpose, the insistence on facts, and the relentless exposure of contradictions make it a distinctive and enduring work that deepens any library on justice and American democracy. If you would like to support Ida B. Wells Barnett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.